really concerning and dire, is how a member of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has described the situation of children in care in Ireland. Professor Philip Jaffe has welcomed the publication of a letter by a district court judge expressing concern for children in care, which was published and this discussed on the programme earlier this week. Mr. Jaffe said that there are children for whom the state has a responsibility and they should not be lost in the system. He was on a visit to Dublin and he spoke to our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally a short time ago.
We're at a point where we know what the problems are, but we need to move forward and implement solutions, develop budget lines. We have to put in place professionals that know what they're doing and in sufficient numbers. So there are a number of steps that still need to be taken, but at least I think that there's been a conscious understanding of what the issues are and how dire of a situation is for children.
What's particularly dire in your view?
Well, when children are vulnerable and have mental health issues, they need immediate help. They need an investment immediately. And so long waiting times, not being able to see the right specialist, being medicated instead of having adapted therapies for them, and to be followed over time. So all these issues really come to a boiling point with the absence of fully functioning multidisciplinary teams to take care of these children.
You know, in the news this week, there has been, you know, a lot about children in care and there's worry about them, essentially, and a now retired judge expressed his concern about children in care. Like, were you aware of this and what's your reaction to it?
Well, I arrived in the middle of this controversy and good for the judge to illuminate this issue, because again, these are the children for whom the state has a responsibility. The parents are not able to care for them, so we should be double careful to make sure that their needs are met, and they should not be lost in the system, and that is really concerning. They really need to be supported at every step. And there has to be oversight by government agencies and the judicial system so that they can thrive again. That's the whole point. If we send them into situations where they're going to retrograde, that's not a good thing.
In terms of the UN's view of Ireland, like from the outside, and many people from the outside view us as a very wealthy country, were you surprised to see the state of our children's services? I think you've vocalised this before, but could you reiterate what your view was and is now?
Well, there is a bit of a paradox, because indeed the reputation of Ireland in the field of human rights is enormous. It's got a lot of luminaries in the field of human rights, a past High Commissioner for Human Rights and many leading academics. And at the same time, as you mentioned, it is a rich country. So to come here and to find out that there's a big percentage of children that are poor, that are homeless, that mental health services can't follow, that disabled children need added attention, it's a bit surprising. So again, I'm not going to blame anyone. The fact is that we know what the issues are, and now we have to invest in terms, in money terms, and in terms of specialized staff to work with these children.
That's Professor Philip Jaffe, who's a member of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, speaking to our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, in Dublin today.